Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 20. I went through the first seven verses. I wanted to get verse number 7 about when his 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Well, those 1,000 years, that before we jump into the Satan being loosed, the 1,000 years, we talked about the reign of Christ, all the different things that were taking place in the millennial reign. Well, one thing I wanted to mention before we move on is the millennial temple. There will be a temple there during the millennial reign of Christ. And if I added right, and I check this out, if I ever write, there are five temples that have been built. Of course, we have Solomon's temple, Zerubbabel's temple, Herod's temple. There will be a temple, and all these had been destroyed. And then you have a temple during the tribulation period. The Jews will build a temple there on Temple Mount during the tribulation period. We've already gone through that study. That's the fourth temple. And then there's going to be a fifth temple that's going to be in the millennial reign of Christ. A lot of discussion and controversy of what takes place in that temple. There will be a literal temple. Matter of fact, turn me real quick to Ezekiel chapter number 40. Ezekiel chapter number 40. I will not be reading this chapter, but I want you to just note, if you will, that again in Ezekiel 38, it talks about the battle of Gog and Magog, those other things, and Israel being restored in chapter 39. Then in chapter number 40, we see Ezekiel's, if you will, his vision of the temple. In the millennial reign of Christ, there will be a temple, a literal temple set up there in Jerusalem. And again, I won't have time to go through Ezekiel 40 and all of that. And chapter number 41, look in chapter number 41. Afterward, he brought me to the temple in verse number 1. So you see, as you go through these two chapters, it speaks about the temple and the dimensions, the measurements of the temple and the size that temple will take place. So there will be a literal temple. There will also be feast and sacrifices. This is where the controversy takes place about sacrifices and offerings that will taking place during the millennial reign of Christ. And it's clear to me from the study of God's word in Ezekiel. Let's look in Ezekiel. Why are you there? In Ezekiel chapter number 44. Ezekiel chapter number 44. The temple is built in the millennium. In chapter 43, I have a heading and it talks about it, that whole chapter, where God's glory fills the temple again. Again, we're talking about during the millennial reign of Christ. And then we get into chapter number 44. Verse number 27 through 29. And it shall be unto them for an inheritance, and in that day that he goeth into the sanctuary and in unto the inner court to minister in the sanctuary, he shall offer his sin offering, saith the Lord God. And it shall be unto them for an inheritance. I am in their inheritance, and ye shall give them no possession. In Israel, I am their possession. And they shall eat the meat offering and the sin offering and the trespass offering, and everything dedicated in Israel shall be theirs. Again, there's a lot going on here. I won't get into all the details. I want you to see the overview that there will be offerings during the millennial reign of Christ. People will bring sacrifices and things of that nature. There will be a peace offering. There will be drink offerings. There will be, let me read a little bit more. In Ezekiel 45, verses 18 and 19. Ezekiel 45, 18 and 19. Well, back up to verse 17. Greg, are you following me? Yeah, verse 17. And it shall be the prince's part to give the burnt offerings and the meat offerings and the drink offerings in the feasts and the new moons and the Sabbaths and the solemnities of the house of Israel. Remember, these are Jewish feasts. It's not so much for the Gentiles, it's for the Jews and the millennial reign of Christ. He shall prepare the sin offering and the meat offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the first month, in the first day of the month, thou shalt take a young bullock without blemish and cleanse the sanctuary. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering and put it upon the posts of the house and upon the four corners of the settle of the altar and upon the posts of the gates and upon the inner court. So I want you to see again, there are not only going to be offerings of grain and other offerings, there are also going to be blood offerings and sacrifices. We just read about that young bullock and all. We're again speaking of the millennial reign of Christ. Now, that's where the debate comes in about the shedding of blood. This shedding of blood is not in order to people to be saved, but it's for remembrance of what Christ did for them at Calvary. The same way when we observe the Lord's Supper, with that in mind, well, before I get to the Lord's Supper, I got a couple other thoughts here. Ezekiel 40, no, let's go to Zechariah. Zechariah 14, 16 through 18. Zechariah 14, 16 through 18. Again, it speaks of more feast in that millennial temple during the millennial reign of Christ. Zechariah 14, verse number 16. And it shall come to pass. Remember, this is yet future. That everyone that is left of the nations which came up against Jerusalem. Now, we're already identifying this. This is after the tribulation period. Now we've entered into the millennial reign, shall even go up from year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feast of the tabernacles. And it shall be that whosoever will not come up to all the families of the earth and unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall there be no rain, shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, they that have no rain, there shall be a plague wherewith the Lord shall smite the heathen that come not up to keep the feast of the tabernacles. So I want you to see the idea. I mean, there's so much here. I don't want to go into all the details here. That's a whole nother series of lessons that one day we may get into that. But I want you to note that in the millennial reign, there will be a millennial temple. And the Bible is so clear about these offerings and sacrifices that will be taking place. Okay, in Isaiah, turn with me to Isaiah 56. Isaiah 56. Isaiah 56, verse number 7. And the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. So again, you see here in Isaiah, it's speaking of these of people being involved in these sacrifices. Isaiah 66. Again, there's no doubt the time frame when this is speaking of in the millennial reign of Christ. Isaiah 66, verse number 20. And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto the Lord out of all nations, upon horses and in chariots and litters and upon mules. Every time I read that, I kind of laugh about that. Somebody riding a mule. Ha, get up, mule. I shouldn't have said that, but my mind goes crazy when I read these things. But in mules. And then it says, and upon swift beasts. That's why my mind goes there, upon mules. Well, y'all hurry up. But there's some people just passing them up on these swift beasts, you know. To my holy mountain Jerusalem, saith the Lord, as the children of Israel bring an offering and a clean vessel unto the house of the Lord. And I will take of them for the priest and for Levite, saith the Lord. And for as the new heavens and as the new earth will I make shall remain before me. This is yet future shall the saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship me before me, saith the Lord. Again, there's so much going on here. But the point I want you to get this morning is that there actually will be a millennium, a thousand-year reign of Christ. There will be a millennial temple, and there will be offerings, and there will be sacrifices.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.